If you have local data sets, this is probably 100% of you, you must check the raw data.xml and processdata.xml dataset definitions to see that the local data will be archived properly. There's an exercise full of examples attached to this module to help you with this. The raw data and processdata.xml files are located in Archive Purger in the Common Static section of Utility Tree. These files are editable by the localization perspective. In fact, these are the only archiver configuration files that can be edited in the localization perspective. Other localizable files are edited using the archiver GUIs. As just stated, it is very important to look over the raw data and processdata.xml files and make local additions for any local datasets you ingest. These files define categories and datasets of archivable files and configure the two archiver GUIs. The archiver configuration exercise for local and manual data will help you to do this configuration task. In addition, you should be aware that build 14.2.4 adds some default entries to the baseline rawdata.xml file and removes a few non-functional entries. The base versions of these files contain good internal documentation. When the GUIs use these files, however, they may remove the internal documentation, so you may need to consult the base versions. As just stated, these files organize both the raw and processed data into categories to make the data type lists in the archiver GUIs easier to use. This chart is available as an attachment for easy printing. Note that two categories, Decision Assistance and GFE, only contain processed data. The local category contains data from the manual endpoint, which could contain raw forms of model data, observations, satellite, or other types of non-baseline data. Observations are basically data that represent a single point, either at the surface or aloft, in the case of aircraft or pilot reports. Profiles consist of observations that are along a vertical dimension, so it consists of various types of soundings and related data. Products typically are generated by some human process, even if automated, like some of the weather summaries. More information about many of these data types are provided in an accompanying data type reference document. In the archiver configuration files, each category is composed of data sets, which define how to obtain the date and time information from the file names for each type of file. The archiver can use multiple methods to get this information, ranging from character positions in the file names to the file write time. The archiver configuration files do utilize regular expressions, similar to LDM's pqat.conf file, in order to specify the directory and file structure as well as the date time information. This oracle.com link is a good reference for regular expressions. Here's a short example of how regular expressions are used by these configuration files. In this case, processdata.xml defines a grid dataset using this regular expression. The parentheses in the regular expression define sequential groups so that grid is group number 1, the first dot star is group number 2, and so on. A regular expression is designed to be matched against something, and in this case, it matches against a directory structure and file names to get date and time information and a display label. So, using these bin and H5 files, the display label is group number 2, meaning GFS 160, and the date group indices use groups 4 through 7 to obtain the year, month, day, and hour from the directory or file name. And in this case, it's just the directory because the definition only uses dir pattern. The two attached exercises feature lots of examples to help you use regular expressions to configure the archiver. Here's a final note about these configuration files. The archiver is configurable to the point that it can archive and purge almost any file seen by EDEX. A set of future configurations will archive some of the raw hydro files that are used for the hydro and MPE perspectives.